Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. Before I get to my guests who are in studio from the film Midway, which is coming out this weekend, I want to let everybody know that tomorrow night, Lindy West will be on the program. Lindy West is the author who's got a new book out, but her last book was Shrill, and she made the great Hulu sitcom Shrill, named after the book, which just came out, starring Aidy Bryant. And Lindy West got a new book. She'll be our guest. And also coming up, Rita Rudner, the great comedian who now holds this. You may not know this, Pete. Holds the record for the longest running Vegas comedian of all time, Rita Rudner. So they'll be coming up here, guests on Extension 720. The new film Midway is in theaters this weekend. What a movie it is, and it tells the story of the Battle of Midway and the fight for the Pacific Ocean with the, of course, World War II and the Japanese. Let's listen to a clip.
The Japanese are planning something bigger.
So what's the target?
We believe it's Midway.
Washington disagrees.
Washington is wrong.
We lose, the Japanese own the West Coast, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, will burn.
Like I said, the film coming out, it's directed by Roland Emmerich. It features a slew of great actors like Woody Harrelson, Mandy Moore, Dennis Quaid, and my next guests in studio, Ed Skrein and Luke Kleintank, who both play dive bombers in the film. These dive bombers that you portray played a pivotal role in the Battle of Midway and World War II. Ed and Luke in studio with me now. Thanks for being here, guys.
Absolutely.
How much did you know about this battle? How much did you know about the Battle of Midway before you took this role?
Well, for me, I mean, I knew a little bit about it, you know, what they teach you in school. But when I got the role, I kind of dived into it much more. So I didn't know much about it in the beginning, but now I know a lot.
When you dive into a role like that, when you say you're going to...
No pun intended.
Yeah. Right. when you take on a role like this, does it become research? Are you the kind of guys that are like, I need to know all about this battle before I get into the script?
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. I can speak for Ed, too. I mean, we watch as many films and as many documentaries as we could get our hands on. John Ford's documentary, I think I watched it at least 20 times just to get a feel for that time period in the war. My character, I play Lieutenant Clarence Earl Dickinson. He wrote a book called The Flying Guns. So that for me was like a Bible. And he wrote it 6 months after the Battle of Midway. So it was fresh in his mind. And yeah, for me, man, I got to hear his voice through his words, which was really nice.
All the material that's available, the nonfiction material, because if you're going to do something that might be a little bit further in history, whether it be, you know, the Civil War or other wars in American history, becomes harder to find those voices that might still be around or at least be contemporary in the fact they could write a book about it. Ed, when you're approaching a role, any role that has a nonfiction center to it, are you a researcher? Are you the kind of person that digs in trying to find something that makes the performance even better?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the work always begins for me in London in isolation, you know. You know, I approach every role with incredible amount of passion and enthusiasm, and I kind of use it as an excuse to, you know, be the student that I never was in school. I think I speak for Luke as well to say, we weren't very good students in school, but now my history teacher would be proud of me now. So, yeah, shout out Mr. Oram, West Ham supporter in North London. We researched an incredible amount, but, you know, there's not so many testimonies. Dusty Cleese wrote an incredible book, Never Call Me a Hero. Clarence Dickinson's book was like a Bible to me. Luke had a 1940 edition, published in 1940, and, you know, this only happened in July 39, so, you know, he must have began writing it immediately. It was incredibly informative, illuminating, and, you know, gave us a sense of the men and of the time. You know, we understand the social dynamics of 2019. We understand the cultural influences of 2019, yeah. But it's a very different time, a very different generation, the greatest generation, as they are called quite rightly. So a lot of research went into the specifics of the individual characters, but also of the men of the time, not just in the Pacific Theater, but also over in Europe, of course. You know, we obviously are representing these real-life men with surviving family members. But really, we're representing all of the men of the greatest generation.
Yeah. Does that put a little pressure on you guys to make sure you get it right, to make the portrayals are right, but also that this film does well in honoring the country and the countrymen who served in the Battle of Midway?
Yeah, because, I mean, not only are we speaking for the family members of these men, but we're also speaking for the entire military. So we have to get it right and pay respects to them. So it's a huge pressure and a huge responsibility. But you know, everything that we did in the film, we had a chance to go to the Pentagon And the historian at the Pentagon came up to us after a screening and he said, "You guys got it right."
How's it feel for you guys?
That
got to feel great.
Feels so great, man.
It's different than a critic saying you got it right when a historian at the Pentagon says you got it right.
I mean, you know, I'm quite objective about my movies and my work, and the critics don't mean too much to me. You know, if they say that they loved a movie or that they didn't love a movie, it's kind of like, you know, Rudyard Kipling's poem, "If, you know, triumph and adversity are both imposters, I'll judge it on my own experience." So with something like this, we had so much responsibility to this generation and to these men, and we had such a respect for them. It was such an honor. And, you know, the Navy, the servicemen, that first and foremost, they're the people that we wanted to appreciate and to respect this movie. And so to get the Admiral of the Pacific Fleet, the Chief of Navy History, to go to the Pentagon, to be in Pearl Harbor and have their positive affirmation of not only them, but their spouses, Navy children, it's incredible.
Yeah, right.
It's incredible. It's something I've never experienced in cinema in my career before.
You're not going to get too many opportunities like that. As you act and you continue to have your careers, there'll be a lot more fiction work, a lot of television. You may not be in a position where you'll have that opportunity for people to reach out and say, "You did it right." They're not necessarily saying with the transporter, "You did it right."
Yeah,
so
right.
That has to mean something to actors.
Yeah, I think it means everything, you know, because it's for the service, man. So maybe I'll get this opportunity again. I could only hope so. But this experience has been, for me, you know, in Hollywood, making movies is making movies. You have fiction. You have the big blockbusters. You've got the comic books and those big stories. And look, those are all great and they're a lot of fun. This was also a lot of fun to create. But at the same time, it's something that hits you in the heartstrings, and it's something that's real. We're talking about real men. We're talking about history. So yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You know, for both of you guys to be involved in a project like this, in a movie that comes out on Veterans Day weekend, and really does, in a way that Roland Emmerich can do, it educates us in a way to recognize how important this battle was, how important and how back to the wall the United States was at that time. To put Pearl Harbor aside, people know about the sneak attack. I'm not sure how many people my age, I'm 45 years old, are even that aware of how important the Battle of Midway was. And if it didn't go the way that it went, based a lot on the characters that you play, this may have a different outcome.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah.
This is obviously an important cultural milestone and sliding doors moment in the U.S. history. But that also means that it's an important moment in global history. This was a world war, you know. The involvement of America in Europe was very important. There are many sliding doors moments, many important battles, you know. The Battle of the Bulge and D-Day have been documented quite rightly in many occasions. But this is a very important battle. We need to remember the past, remember the sacrifice, the bravery of the greatest generation so that we can live in peace. Hereafter, we seem to have a very short memory. We seem, as humans, to make the same mistakes over and over again. The peace and prosperity that me and Luke have been able to grow up in means that we're able to fulfill our dreams as actors. We're able to be creative for a living. We travel the world. My children live in safety in London. And this means so much. We must not make the same mistakes. We must remember the empathy that, you know, some nations showed for refugees of other countries, and remember that empathy now. Remember that the women, children, the people of these countries, they're not representative of leaders many times, and we are global children, and it's very, very important that we remember the past so that we can have a better future.
The film Midway comes out this weekend, directed by Roland Emmerich. My guests in studio, the stars Ed Skrein and Luke Kleintank. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation here on Extension 720. Stay with us. Welcome back to the program, Extension 720. Midway is the film we're talking about tonight. It's in theaters coming up this weekend. Two of the stars are in studio, Ed Skrein and Luke Kleintank, talking about their roles as dive bombers in this film. Okay. You watch this film, and it is, obviously we're going back in history, and you're watching some of the battle scenes in World War II, but the CGI is incredible. It's incredible what they can do with movie making in 2019 to look at this, and you would think that you two as actors were actually dive bombing a Japanese aircraft carrier, but you're not. You're in a simulator in some form in a dark studio. How difficult is it as actors to be able to portray the life and death and the fear and everything that goes into that experience when you're in a green screen cordoned off simulator?
I mean, first and foremost, it's our job. So sometimes we pretend we're in love with people we're not in love with. Many times we pretend that we despise and hate and we fight people that we actually that are actually our friends. Pretend we're going to inflict harm on them when of course we don't want to. And then we go off, skip off and hug afterwards and mess around and go and have lunch together and then go back on set and pretend we hate each other again. This is our job. We exist in the realm of imagination, creativity. We are men of service to our screenwriters, to our directors, to the visions of the creatives who have laid out these characters before us, and of service to the crews which help us to create these characters, and then therefore of service to the public. So, you know, of course it's difficult. Our job is challenging. But I think, you know, when I think of the wonderful angels of NHS, nurses and doctors that we have in England, and, you know, the teachers and
yeah, they have
the
tougher
fire
jobs.
Service on 9/11.
Tougher job
and the
than
military
you two actors, right?
It's not so tough.
As an actor, if we just talk about the craft to put everything out, a lot of it is off the communication and the kind of back and forth with your scene partner, and you guys both have theater backgrounds, you understand what that's like. So how difficult is it when you're in a simulator, and when it comes out on the screen and I'm watching it in the theater, I'm like, oh, this is amazing that they're able to communicate like this. But it was you're communicating to nothing. How do you do that?
Well, for me, I just revert back to like being a kid, you know. For me, it's not that difficult. I find it to be a lot of fun. And not only that, the sets that Roland Emmerich creates, they're massive in scale. I mean, we built an entire aircraft carrier on a studio.
Wow.
You know, and when we're in the cockpit, where our plane is on a gimbal, and a gimbal like moves side to side, and I keep saying it's kind of it's a little bit bigger than this, but you ever been outside of like a Safeway or a Food Lion or mm-hmm, a grocery
sure,
store and
sure.
You see the little horsey thing that goes right. Up and down, you know? It's like that, but it's kind of like being on a carnival ride. So
we didn't have to put a quarter in it every time we wanted to.
So but you you stay focused, and you know, and in the background you have Roland Emmerich on a megaphone screaming, "Bullets are flying," you know, boom, and you have to react to that. So it's kind of comical. You have to laugh a few times, but we all stayed pretty serious in it because, you know, what we were trying to tell. So you really just have to go back to being a kid, using your imagination, and just remember what this is about, who this is for. So you get focused, you know?
Especially the scenes where, you know, maybe not your two characters, but when you see the scenes of knowing that a bomb is going to hit your aircraft carrier, or in the scenes of Pearl Harbor. Just this idea that you have to project fear of death, the sort of snap judgment of what's going to happen in that moment, knowing that all of that at home, you know, is CGI. It's brilliant. It blows my mind in filmmaking. It really does.
You know, it blows my mind too. But you know, the beautiful thing is like you were saying before, is that many people don't know about the Battle of Midway, and the younger generation doesn't know about the Battle of Midway. So, reading it in a book, looking at pictures, black and white, you know that like, you can get something out of that, but you're not going to get this kind of experience. And especially with the young kids today, I mean, they live in a generation of media. Everything is learned by this kind of like visceral thing of like looking at a YouTube video or whatever. So the fact that they can go in the theater and we have the technology to show it the way we can now, oh my God, man, you know, that's amazing.
You know, you mentioned earlier you talked about criticism. You know, because anything that you're in, you're going to get good reviews and bad reviews. As actors, as young actors, and I think about this a lot, is that a accumulated skill? Is that something you have to come to in your life to have this zen moment to say, you know what, I don't care what this film, what people think of what I'm doing, my work? Or because maybe 10 years ago, you're like, I can't wait to see what they think. Like, do you find it, is that just something like anything else in life skill? It just kind of comes to you with experience?
Well, I came to acting at 27. You know, I didn't even consider
your music before that, right?
I've lived many lives. I came to acting as a father, 27 years old. I've been broke. I've worked minimum wage. I've worked many jobs and had a lot of life experience. I didn't need the positive affirmation that acting brings. Mm. I enjoy creativity. I always have. Creativity is what's always moved me. I've always been very passionate. And most of the time I've existed in the realm of the underground and been very happy there. many times been so stubborn that I stayed in the underground due to my romantic
stubbornness. Like the spotlight? Do you like the light shining on you as the lead actor in this film and all that comes with it and what we're doing in here today and just this idea of so much more of above ground to the work and the creativity you're doing?
I'm here talking about a movie, a creativity that I'm passionate about, that I enjoyed. I spent 4 months having an incredible time in Pearl Harbor and Ford Island and Montreal. Like, you know, this was an incredible experience. I met a brother and a friend for life in Luke Kleintank. I'm passionate about this movie. This means a lot to us. We were in Ford Island screening this movie a week ago. We were in the Pentagon yesterday. This movie has took me to places I would have never thought I would have gone to. You know, I take it everything with a pinch of salt, and I understand it, you know, from an objective point of view. But I just try and take the positives and the blessings from it. Take the positives and then just keep it moving and look towards the next creative project.
Luke, your life experience, how much does that inform how you act, how you conduct yourself, how you deal with all the things that are outside of the world of Hollywood? How does it help you?
Well, you know, I keep myself pretty grounded. My family, man, you know, I've got six brothers and sisters and my two parents who have been married for 50 years now. So, I mean, they're my through and through. So, you know, and they also, they build me up more than anything, and they also put me down, too. So
I know about that.
But, you know, the thing is my life experiences, I've learned that I take my anxieties, you know, and my pain and my struggles, and I just turn it into something artistic, and I use that. So that's how I deal with it. But if we're talking about, like, you know, do you want some accolades or do you need this or need that? No, I don't need any of that, man. I've got the ones that I need around me, and I'm perfectly content with that, you know. And this is just icing on the cake, you know. We get to do this. We get to go to the Pentagon. Oh, my God. Who the hell gets to go to the Pentagon? We did. Crazy. So, yeah, I'm just happy, man.
Well, it's a great film, and you guys are the stars, and you do such a great job. And I'm looking forward to more work from you guys in the future. In studio with me, Ed Skrein and Luke Kleintank, both the stars of Midway, which is in theaters this weekend, telling the story of the Battle of Midway. Gentlemen, thanks for being my guests on Extension 720. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, sir.